You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Now it's time for us to have a chat to Odette Butcher, another in our series of digital transformation on air. Good afternoon, Odette.
Hey, Richard, how's it going?
All right, and you?
Cool.
Hey, what are we talking about this afternoon?
So this afternoon, we are going to focus on how to give yourself a digital makeover with the least amount of cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me think about some wise words that were shared with me from one of my greatest mentors, who is a rally driver and a champion rally driver and also an instructor. His name is Leon Buerta. And he said to me when I was in a very low place that when you are at your worst is when you should be looking and acting your best. So those words ring true to me today as I share with everybody a couple of steps and processes that I went through last year during hard lockdown and continued to do so as I had a lot more time on my hands. It was really an opportunity to embrace and let go completely of what is no longer working. So if there are any listeners today who are thinking about improving their digital presence and don't really know how to, this few moments with you will be all about that. So now is the time to update all of our social media platforms completely, as social media platforms are always changing, improving, and upgrading. So it would be to ask yourself the question of when last have you actually gone to update your LinkedIn profile, your Facebook profile, Twitter, Instagram, and so on, especially and most importantly, if you have corporate or business pages on these social media platforms, is go in there and update them comprehensively because they are changing and improving all of the time. Make sure that they are 100% up to date. Also, remind yourself of who is using each one of those social media platforms. Who is using Twitter and for what purpose? Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, why are they there? And remind yourself of how you should be posting on those platforms, especially if you are posting as a business. Just a little tip as well, it's not a good idea to be using your personal page as a business page. Set up a proper business page for your business and keep all of your business and personal posts very separate. Obviously, if you have a bricks and mortar business, it's the same thing if you have an online business. You might want to look at changing your signage, repainting your online shop as you would do to your bricks and mortar business, move things around, shake it up. And also, how about some data housekeeping? Do we even know what that is? It's no different to if you had a shop where you would be wiping down shelves and moving things around, reorganizing things. It's the same with data online. When last have you looked at your website to see what needs to change, what needs to be updated? How can you jazz it up so that it looks fresh and new? One thing I would like to mention about LinkedIn and something that I read recently that really resonated with me was don't be scared to shine. If it's factual that you're sharing, it's not bragging. Mm. So be prepared to put your key achievements up there, some of your certificates, wonderful references that you're very proud of. If it's factual, it's not bragging. Something else that I did last year was I invested in a photographer that I know very well, and they were obviously not as busy at all with weddings, etc. And we invested in having what we call headshots.
Yeah.
So I got the whole team in there at Jake's. We had a really nice day of headshots for the whole group, and I know some other people I know then had their teams go in. And it just makes such a difference when you're posting professional pictures of yourself and of your team on LinkedIn, on your WhatsApp profile, on your business pages. Maybe create some posts and introduce your team to all of your customers. I mean, how often is it that you've posted a picture of a staff member in your social media feed so that people can get to know the people behind the business. Because business, no matter if it is online, it is still about people. It's all about people, and we want to see each other, and first impressions do count. So you might want to think about having some professional headshots taken of your team that are all uniform and standard and looking great. Also thinking about new logos or maybe some fresh banners for your website or your Facebook page or animated banners. And this is where I get to the nice stuff, is it's all fine and well chatting about these wonderful initiatives, but how do we make it happen?
What are the tools now?
So these are some of the tools that we use every day. We have paid for subscriptions because obviously we use them intensely. But some of these tech tools that I refer to do have free subscriptions. So you can jump online and actually test them out before you decide to pay for a subscription. And so if you have a paper and pen handy, I'm going to share some of the web links with you. So the first one is canva.com. That's canva.com. And what we use Canva for would be for all of our social media posts, our thumbnails for our YouTube videos. You can use it for logos and business cards, new letterhead, any type of banner that you can imagine. It will assist you with CVs, digital CVs online, anything that the children can do even as well. My children use it for all of their school projects, flyers and posters and presentations, absolutely anything design-wise. You can go onto canva.com and you can start with a free subscription and get yourself going. And what they essentially offer is a library of thousands and thousands and thousands of templates that you would then just plug in the relevant information and off you go looking like a superstar. So that's a great one. Another one that I've come across with, that I really, really love, it's called linktree.com. That's linktree.com. And essentially what it is one link to many links. So you can include this incredible link in your Instagram profile. You can include it in anywhere where you would have a bio. I use it on LinkedIn. I use it on my Facebook page, on my Instagram pages, and I also use it on my WhatsApp for Business profile. And when you click on the link, it opens up into this perfect design format that looks awesome on your cell phone, has like a great cell phone view, and it's almost like a blinged up or a pimped up digital business card. And it has all these links, so it will have like your website, it will have your YouTube channel on there, all your social media handles. Maybe there's an important video or advert about your business that would be embedded in there, or you're selling a subscription or a special product or something, but it essentially is a wonderful summary, a powerful summary of links that advertises you best. And again, you can make it look really nice with branding and colors and animated, et cetera, et cetera. That is $6 a month, but I have to say it's money very well spent. And we are sharing our Linktree URL all the time. So I highly recommend that one. Then the amount of, I'm not going to mention their names and I wonder if they're listening, but the amount of sculptors and potters and artists and builders and plumbers and bakers, so many people in my friendship circle who will chat about money and finances and, oh, it would be nice if we could have more, things could get better. And I'm like, hey, where's your portfolio? I really want to see what you're doing. And they're like, I don't have any pictures of my stuff or my work. And my request or challenge or idea is to suggest to all the people out there who are making the most incredible products and artwork and, you know, buildings and plumbers and electricians is start taking pictures. and short little videos of everything that you're doing. Really just gather it all, because I mean, people want to see this online in the form of a portfolio. It's definitely what sells you. People are also looking for real. They want to see exactly what it looks like at the time that you're doing it, every stage of it. And that also forms incredible content that you can put into your feeds to entertain people. Or it might be entertaining if that's what you're doing, but it's informational, it's relatable, it adds so much spice to your social media feeds or to your Instagram pages. Is really start collecting pictures and very short videos, no more than 30 seconds of what it is that you are busy with every day. And then get those online. And if you don't have the money to have a proper, super fancy website put together, in a similar way as to how Canva works for flyers and business cards and posts and creatives, etc., you can use companies like GoDaddy, GoDaddy.com, and Wix, Wix.com. Go have a look at those two sites, and they are site-building sites. So you can go online, and if you schedule some time on the weekend or after hours, you can even put your own digital CV together. You can go and put a nice portfolio of all of your artwork, of your products, of all your building projects, etc. You can get that all online, and you can do it for free if you're obviously struggling to find the money to do that, or if you have the time. Perhaps you have a partner or a friend who could maybe do it for you. But those are some great tools that you can use to help you really increase and enhance your virtual footprint and just get yourselves online looking snap and snazzy. I'm looking for my list to see if I can find anything else. Oh, yes. The last two mentions I wanted to make are about digital business cards. I think, I don't know who's passing around business cards anymore. I know it's quite old school. And Google asked me for a business card the other day, which I had to send to them, which I thought was a bit odd. But there are companies called thehaystackapp.com, as well as camcard.com, and you would use them as a contactless business card, or you might also use it to store, share, and or create your business cards online. So that's also a really nice way of gathering your data and sharing it with others and going completely paperless and digital snazzy. So I didn't want to overwhelm everybody with all the things that I have on my mind, because we are going to have lots of these other sessions, which I think some of the other tools I have available are more suited to discuss other, when we discuss other topics. But those were some key ones for today that are also, most of them are free of charge that you can actually go and look at. And a big one is digital CV. So if you don't have your own business, and you don't think that you're ever going to have one, and you are an employee looking for work, I highly recommend putting together a nice, smart digital CV with a nice, smart headshot of yourself. And that's also a nice way to impress recruiters or companies, is to send something out like that and get your CV online and be proud of your achievements. And like I said earlier, if it's factual, it's not bragging. So really dig deep for all the things that you think you're great at and what people have said that you're super awesome at, and get those things online and start bragging about all these great achievements that all of us have in our toolbox just waiting to shine for everyone else out there.
All right. Awesome stuff. Some really handy tools that you've dished out there. And we'll get that list from Odette, and we'll add that to the body of the podcast this evening when we upload it. I have a question, but there is a question that has come in here from Desi Lou, who says, Instagram doesn't easily allow non-subscribers to view stuff, so using Instagram for a portfolio places limits on who can actually view the portfolio. Is there an alternative option?
perhaps you want to think about opening up your page. I don't have any problems with anyone viewing anything online. Mm. So my suggestion would be to look at the type of Instagram page that she has.
And the permissions.
And maybe look at the permissions, because I have a completely open Facebook page, an Instagram page, and also my business page is completely open. I think another topic that we can chat about is about sharing our information online. That is a whole separate topic, but I would like to say that there is absolutely no harm in just opening your pages up and sharing all of your achievements and your products and what you guys are up to. So check your permissions on that one.
I hope that answered your question. The other one that I have is there time? Are we working in a social media time when we need to decide which platforms are relevant? Because you know, if somebody asked me about Facebook and how relevant it is, I would say it depends on the business, and
it depends entirely on the business and most importantly the audience.
Mm.
So, if we have a preference, and it will generally go by our age demographic, so the older school will enjoy Facebook, and this is how I've kind of split things out in my head so that I understand the social media platforms better when I'm considering audience and who I'm targeting in my business. So when I think of TikTok, I think of the sort of baby money. So they would be between the ages of 15 to 25 who may have money that you would be targeting, or parents who have money. Then between 25 and 35 or 37, that's what I refer to as new money. Those will be your younger to almost middle-aged adults who have money, but they are all on Instagram.
Mm.
And then from about 37 to 55 or 60 is where we would have all of our, what I refer to as our old money customers. So they will be on Facebook. And then obviously on LinkedIn, it is a completely professional platform. But I'm seeing that people, and also from reading that I'm doing, you can also add a little bit about yourself and introduce a little bit more of your personal side on LinkedIn, but not too much. Don't make it too heavy, but that has more of a corporate, commercial, business feel to it. And that's all happening on LinkedIn.
I see you didn't mention Twitter. Is Twitter a dying feed?
Twitter is very much it's almost like a famous people platform, an influencer, an ambassador, and famous person platform. And I've also noticed that there are some really big online shops on Twitter, and there is definitely a corporate presence on Twitter, and it tends to be a place that where we go to get like little short snapshots of news. And people, if they aren't getting anywhere with a specific company, they might actually go onto Twitter and do a bit of a shout out to get something done. Maybe they've tried on Facebook and that's being ignored now. Facebook can be a bit of a moan and groan platform, but I think on Twitter it's a more of a professional way to get your voice heard.
The other thing, and here I refer specifically to Facebook. When Facebook started out, you would post something, and I can think of when Zone Radio started out, when we posted a post up, you would get, you know, hundreds of people viewing it, all right? And the more Facebook has grown and the more it has moved on, the algorithms have changed. And so now you post something and, you know,
statistically,
In an audience, let's say you got 10,000 followers like we've got, you might get 600 or 700 people looking at that, which is a small percentage of the total audience that have joined your page for a particular reason. Are there ways around that?
Essentially, Richard, absolutely nothing is for free.
Yeah.
So yes, you can go and create these profiles, but we need to stress that nothing is for free. And I also find that Facebook over the years has become really oversaturated. And if you have a massive ad account and a huge budget, you will get your ad seen. But just know statistically that about 10% of your following is actually seeing what it is that you are just posting organically on Facebook. You need to be running sponsored adverts as well as boosting posts in order for people to be seeing your post. Nothing is for free. And I find on Facebook that it just feels like there's a lot of noise on there. And that is why that we're not seeing, you know, adverts as we used to. And I was listening to a LinkedIn pro recently on a podcast, and she said a couple of things that really resonated to me. And she said, place your products where they're most likely to be seen, where there's the least amount of noise. It's the same thing like positioning yourself as an individual. If you're trying to sell yourself or a service that you're selling, maybe as a coach, etc., go somewhere that, you know, isn't as frequented. You know, everyone is like, you know, got all their posts on Facebook, but I'm like, who has maybe experimented or tried on LinkedIn or on Twitter or maybe on Instagram? And I knew that, and I know that there's also some other cool social media platforms that are emerging as well. But I think it's about positioning yourself and or your products where there is the least amount of noise, which is another reason why, you know, I'm grateful that you've invited me on the show. And it's just because now you're in my vision and in my business life. Now I was thinking, well, hey, maybe I should place some adverts on Zone Radio because, well, let's place an ad here. There might be somebody who would like to purchase my coaching or whatever. So I think this is a time for us to go away and think creatively. Why do we need to be doing what everybody else is doing? You know, it's about, there's a whole bunch of sheep behind the fence, and we want to find a hole in the fence so that we're standing on the outside looking in going, hey guys, I found a quiet area where there's a ton of people and my advert is actually shining to this audience on this platform.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The radio advertising is one thing that people have certain perceptions about, and sadly the perception that we fight to overcome is cost. People think that it's hugely expensive to advertise on a radio station. Depends on the radio station and depends again on the audience you're trying to reach, but it can be more cost effective than people realize. But that's another topic for another day. WhatsApp for Business. I had a look at that and got completely befuddled by it all. And that's probably because I'm a 60-something geezer who really, you know, struggles to...
not if you can do this, Richard. Have you seen the machinery in front of here? I don't know how to work it. I think you can do WhatsApp for Business. I'll give you a personal lesson sometime.
The question, though, is can you only have the one WhatsApp account? Because you've got your personal WhatsApp with all your personal contacts in it. And my understanding is that WhatsApp only allows one application of WhatsApp per unit, so per cell phone, per whatever.
So we will be chatting about WhatsApp for Business as an entire episode feature. But I will say that yes, and I'm going to go away and do my reading. You can actually either have the two SIM cards in your phone, or you can, there is a way that you can split it out, and I will do my research to make sure that that's covered when we chat in our next digital transformation session. It's like a whole massive subject made simple, and it's something that all of us should, especially as, you know, self-employed or business people, I just cannot emphasize enough how much it is doing for our business, especially the customers in South Africa, where there is so much distrust online. It almost acts as like a bridging tool, a customer support, a sales tool between what they have found online about our business and just wanting to check in and just feel safe and secure that it's okay to part with the cash instead of phoning. Because people don't really like phoning anymore, especially the younger generation. They don't tend to phone anymore. They like to message. And we all know that email, we have this new perception that email just goes into a dark hole and never gets seen to. So we are going to talk about that in detail.
Okay, cool. I'm happy to hear that. Now, folks, this is what you do. This is what you do. And this is your opportunity to shine. If there's somebody listening to us right now, and they feel that they would like to go through a digital makeover, for whatever their business is, you're in a position where you can sit down with that person and work through a strategy. And,
yes.
And you'd be able to say to them, listen, less emphasis on Facebook. Your audience is on TikTok. Let's work on getting TikTok working for you. But they certainly need a digital strategy for this.
Yes.
And your business is that.
Yes, it is.
So and I want you to tell people how they can get hold of you and set up to meet with you to speak about this type of thing.
Perfect. So anyone could just go onto Google and just type in odettebutcher.com. The name of our e-commerce digital agency is ecommercevirtualservices.com. Or you can just easily send me a WhatsApp using 0848-119163. And I think because so many of us are restricted by budget, and I understand having and sometimes being in that same position still, is not only can we assist you if you have the budget for us to do it for you, but what we are noticing that is emerging is a lot of business owners like myself, we're wanting to learn these skills for ourselves, or at least understand enough of them a little bit more than the people around us so that we can then get people in to do it for us. Mm. So what we've put together over the past few months that is working very well for this customer where I am their brand ambassador is we are doing digital webinars. I mean, and it works out literally at R100 a webinar. Mm. So instead of paying a fortune in e-commerce, expensive e-commerce coaches or in designers, etc., I can actually teach you in a form of coaching through webinars how it all works and how you can do it yourself or how you can learn enough so that you can then go and instruct your team what it is that they need to do on behalf of your business.
Awesome. So we'll put those details onto the podcast, folks. Every session that we do with Odette, like all the other interviews that we have on Zone Radio, are put onto our website, zoneradio.co.za, and there is a tab there that says podcast, and it'll take you to the most recent podcast. You can then either download that, but when you open up the podcast, there's a body of text that is there that'll give all the information, pretty much like YouTube does when you sort of, you know, people put
a summary.
A summary of what was discussed and the contact details. So look for that there. You'll find that there again this evening. Probably about 7:30 will be up on the website. Thank you.
That was great. It's getting easier, Richard. I'm so excited for what's to come.
I'm looking forward to the one on WhatsApp because WhatsApp and Telegram are two platforms that really do fascinate me. What fascinates me about Telegram is how many people have joined it and never used it. Everybody went through this panic of, oh, WhatsApp wants all sorts of information and personal information, which I'm sure is something that you're going to speak to us about down the line, but and what you share and what you allow as permissions. But everybody got into this panic because WhatsApp was going to change their terms and conditions, and everybody chased off to Telegram. And I installed Telegram, and to date, I think I've only got one person in my contact group that uses it.
Exactly.
So everybody's joined it, but nobody's actually using it. So I wonder what that's about. But we'll talk about those things down the line.
But don't you love that little meme that they shared with the old-fashioned phone book that was on your driveway? With a question mark, like, why are we so worried about our privacy if all our phone numbers and addresses were lying in the driveway? And that was how many years ago? 10, 15 years ago?
20 years ago.
What's this obsession with privacy? Yeah. You've got nothing to hide. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the way I feel. But I think that what people are concerned about is that the information that has been drawn out of our social media and out of our digital life is not being used to improve our lives. It's being used to sell on to somebody who's going to pump our feeds full of things we really don't want to
changing.
See.
But it's changing.
Let's hope that it is. And we've got the Poppy Act and we've got all that kind of stuff coming through that is going to help with that. And to a point it's almost become an irritation online, because yes. now you've got this, every website you look at, we've got this cookie thing popping up and you've got yes. to agree and you know, those kinds of things have so we're almost in that sort of baby out of the bathwater scenario with this personal information. But I think that a lot of it is solved by understanding permissions. And if we're going to do a session on permissions, that would be great, because then yes. people understand, okay, I want my business page up here, but these are the people that I want to see it. This is the information I'm prepared to share. And you know, you don't want to hang everything out there all of the time. And you can play and adjust those permissions at times when yes. you want things done. So I think it's all part of a strategy. But folks, speak to the lady. She knows what she's talking about, and she'll teach you about those things. So we certainly hope we answered Desi's question and about Instagram. And I hope that folk take something out of this and go and have a look. At the very least, go and have a look. Even if you just start with your Facebook page banner.
Yeah.
You know, or start with, if you've got a website, start with a landing page on your website.
Just freshen things up and just complete things properly.
Yeah. And keep changing it up so that yes. there's something different there.
People get bored.
Yeah. All right. Again, Odette, thank you for your time. We'll do this again in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks,
and,
Richard.
I can't, what are we doing? WhatsApp next time.
No, next time we're doing Mind Before Business. It's okay. Quite a big one.
Okay. All right. So Mind Before Business, that in 2 weeks' time when Odette is back, and we will continue with our series of discussions of digital transformation online, which I think is very, very cool. Thanks.
Take care.
I will do.
Bye-bye.
I will do. Bye-bye.